Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
14 feet of mud, so we radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop, went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, with Smokey stroking board. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
C.W. McCall, WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is time now for an update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy Find New Roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong. It's 65 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Teams of people actively combing through debris on the ground of Kerr County, Texas, looking for bodies in the aftermath of the flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The sheer amount of destruction, all of these trees just toppled over like toothpicks because the water movement was so powerful. And they're actually already starting to clean all of this up because we're working, trying to get all of these trees out of here. Still so much more work to be done, and there's still more than 160 people still missing here in Kerr County.
Death toll from the flooding, at least 120 people. As the Senate works on possible sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting now with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary in Malaysia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meantime, is holding talks in Italy on trying to find an end to the war. President Trump's latest tariff threat, 50% against imports from Brazil over the case against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News. Measles cases in the U.S. have now reached their highest numbers in 3 decades. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there's an easy answer to stopping the spread, just getting a measles shot.
In order to protect against infections and outbreaks of measles, you need at least 95% of the population vaccinated against measles. In recent years, we've seen that percent decline, specifically among children. Right now, approximately 93% of children are vaccinated or up to date on their routine vaccinations. And when that happens, the most contagious virus will break through. And that's what we're seeing today.
What happened to paddleboarder Sunshine Stewart off the coast of Maine?
People are scared. They don't know what happened. And is someone out there? So it is very, this type of homicide is very rare.
Local reporter Stephen Bett says Stewart's body was found under what are called unusual circumstances on a 100-acre island off Augusta. Her death by officials has been ruled a homicide. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Your local Napa stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools and accessories you need this summer. Pick up Milwaukee half-inch socket sets, metric or SAE, now just $69.99. Little Tree 3-packs are just two for $6 to keep your car smelling fresh. And don't forget the Seller's Blue Shop towels, 55 tough sheets per box, from tools to towels and everything in between. Napa's got you covered. Stop in today and get the good stuff.
We will share with you forecast details in just a little bit here today as we get along about our merry way today. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:05.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings, but only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 83 with a 60% chance of scattered showers by midday. Humid tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Locally, very heavy rainfall possible and a low of 67. Friday, variable clouds, warm and humid with a 50-50 chance of rain and a high of 86. Friday night, muggy, scattered showers or thunderstorms possible, a low of 67. Saturday, patchy sunshine, otherwise still humid, scattered showers likely and a high of 83. A nice summer day Sunday and 83. Right now at WRCO, after a low of 62, we're up from that. It is 65 degrees. That's the latest. That's how it goes weather-wise today.
Can't hold.
Some things to celebrate today, National Kitten Day. Ah, yeah, don't get any ideas, June. Let's see, what else? Don't Step on a Bee Day. It's also today Teddy Bear Picnic Day. I know the grandbabies like to play with their teddy bears, so maybe somewhere along the line. Usually I get the boy teddy bear or the Ken dolls. Normally, if we have a Barbie doll party, I get the Ken dolls, of course, and I don't do what they want me to do. You know, I kind of, the Ken dolls are kind of naughty. They can't concentrate very well. What else is going on? Oh, Pick Blueberries Day today, and it's National Pina Colada Day. So celebrate accordingly, yeah, whatever you have planned. We're at 65 degrees in Richland Center as we hit the beach with Dierks Bentley.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone, hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one-way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body, and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, getting some, and I ain't slept. Somewhere on a beach. Heard you called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could have worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drinks up, and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on a beach. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have. Something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear. For only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. But that ain't gonna work for me.
hard to hear.
Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani. Lots of special programs coming up for this week and weekend. Looking back on 40 years of Live Aid, which doesn't seem possible, but the concerts that were held around the world on that date back in 1985, and interviews with many that were there, including Bob Geldof, Rick Springfield, John Oates, and many others that were around and part of that legendary concert back in the day. I know there's a special or specials coming up this weekend. Look for those in your local listings.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times come together.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh. And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit CellPlus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey, ooh. What's going on?
My saddle moved.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, all right, Hank.
Yeah, yeah. How was your evening?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it worthy of a night off?
Well, I did a little of this, a little of that.
So no.
Went shopping for the radio station. You see that? Yeah. So you can stop crying about being low on coffee. And,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you don't have to cry today.
Did you mow yesterday?
I mowed last night.
You did?
I did. Okay. I broke my rule of more than once a week. Boy, it almost is growing. You can almost see it growing.
It is. So I mowed last night, and I could swear this morning it's like, what is, it doesn't even look fresh cut anymore.
I know. Yeah, it's moving and grooving.
It is growing up. So
did you have a tire drop in any of your mole hills or anything like that?
No, I filled all those up. And so I've got reseeded tracks. So I've set off 4 smoke bombs the last couple weeks.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh.
And
not just for the 4th of July.
No, it was, yeah. So, and so now they're all collapsed. The tunnels are collapsed. Uh-huh. I fill them,
right.
And they haven't come back yet. So, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know either. You know, it could be like...
You could stop dropping them off in my house.
Yeah.
Run, little guys.
Be free.
Be free. You know Henry ain't going to kill you.
Moles don't run that fast.
And you probably dug him a little hole. Go on.
There you go.
Yeah. You know Henry's not going to kill you because he's...
Underground in your yard, it's probably like the whole Hogan's Heroes setup, you know. The moles are the, you know, captured prisoners.
And I used to have a really...
That would make you Colonel Klink.
Yeah.
Or Sergeant Schultz, more like. You know,
they say nothing.
They're tunneling all over the place, you know.
But it's... My yard used to be really flat and nice on the side of the side of the house. Now it's a boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. I have to go get my shocks changed on my mower.
It's like plowed ground.
Oh, my God.
Driving across there. Oh, boy.
So, but I've tried. So, anyway, last night I was mowing.
Yes.
And our good buddy, Tire Kickin' Lynn, stops by.
How's Tire Kickin' Lynn?
Oh, my God. He's up to no good, but still a wonderful guy. Great. He's a great guy to have in your corner. He knows a lot of stuff.
Especially if you need tires.
He's really worried about you, Phil.
Worried about me?
Yes. Yeah. He goes, you know, folks have been telling me, he told me this. He goes, you know, folks have been telling me that I'm trying to take over your show of Lighthouse.
You are?
Yeah, the Lighthouse in the...
The Lighthouse in the Milk House.
Yes.
Light in the Milk House.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I heard your show. He goes, Tire Kickin' Lynn goes to me. He goes, I heard your show is going to be something called Light in the Outhouse and full of Henko.
There'd be good acoustics in there.
Yeah,
you
know, but
good,
I said, look,
good
I said,
echo.
Just because mine's got a different aroma doesn't mean it ain't quality program.
Oh boy,
our good buddy Tire Kickin' Lynn.
Thank you, Tire Kickin' Lynn.
Oh my God, Lynn's a good guy.
I don't believe the outhouses ever had lights. You know, you probably
mine did.
Did it?
Mm, at the church.
At the church,
mm-hmm.
It had a light in it.
Yes, it did.
Wow, you had electricity to your back house.
Yep.
Boy, that was high tech.
Well, you
didn't have to carry a lantern or a flashlight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but we did have electricity.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. And I can't. See, my dad still has one out in the back of the shop. I think his has the lights, too.
His a light?
Yeah.
Wow, that's high tech there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, light in the outhouse show. Coming really soon somewhere close.
I'm not old enough to remember the outhouse at the old farm there. You know, that was before my time. But I can tell you that our rhubarb patch was right where the outhouse used to be. And the rhubarb grew just crazy. Just grew.
Still growing. Full of fill.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, that rhubarb pie tasted funny.
A little life hack. Got a life hack for you today.
Okay.
All right. So you want to make your baked, and you know, cooking with Hank is tomorrow. So But you want to make your baked goods a little healthier, Phil. Replace the butter with coconut oil. Not only is this super healthy, but also adds a light, sweet taste.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, we use coconut oil quite a bit. You know, I use coconut
oil. Yeah, I like coconut oil.
I use it to pop my popcorn.
Yep, very good that way. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, the hottest planet in the solar system is Venus.
Venus, if you will.
With the average surface temperature, I mean, just need a little sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
An average surface temperature of 867 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, not bad.
Probably need air conditioning there, I would think.
You think?
Maybe. You'd probably get used to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I should know?
Probably not.
Okay.
I got work that I printed off here. You don't want that, do you?
That's work.
That's not good. Most post-it notes stuck to the face within 30 seconds is one of those world records that...
We could almost probably try that one.
We probably could.
What's the record?
I don't know. This is just pointless records that were set.
Oh.
So I found an article where it has the 100 most pointless records ever set. Yeah.
That is one?
Yeah. Well, another one is most bubble wrap popped in 30 seconds by a dog.
By a dog?
By a dog.
Oh.
Yeah. This is stuff that you and I could probably do.
I'll bet that dog could beat me.
You think it could?
I think so. I'm too slow. I like to hear a pop at a time. Pop. Pop.
You like that? They used The bubble pop used to be used for wallpaper. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I bet people were constantly walking over it.
I couldn't.
Popping it.
You couldn't help yourself.
Right. You know, back in the day, I heard tell of some ruffians that took some bubble wrap and put it under somebody's car tire.
Oh, yes.
And then when they backed up, boom! You know, oh, man.
Yeah.
Blew out a tire.
Did you do that to anybody?
I heard about people that did that.
Do it. Hey, and then, you know, during the COVID era, all right, did you hear the rumor or the thing that when you got bubble wrap or you got a package from China, don't pop the bubble because it has COVID virus?
No, I never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Many times.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I popped them all the time. I still do.
Yeah.
Most bubbles caught on a popsicle stick in a minute, Phil.
Bubbles caught on a popsicle stick.
Most rapid fire finger snaps. So that would be the... Isn't that crazy? Most rice grains counted.
Say how many. Thank you.
We have to put that under a...
It's among my many talents.
A slow motion.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. I've got more.
We wait with bated breath.
You are not right in the head today, buddy. Most grapes eaten using feet in 3 minutes.
So you're feeding yourself with your feet.
Yeah. 54 grapes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd be happy just to pick up a grape with my foot.
Yeah. Well, that foot with six toes, you could probably do that, couldn't you?
No, I very well could.
A little easier.
Yeah. Just throw them. Longest time spinning a basketball on a toothbrush in your mouth. 1 minute, 8 seconds.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try that. I bought a new basketball, by the way.
What about a toothbrush, Phil? Did you buy a toothbrush?
Oh, I knew I forgot something.
you can go outside and chew hoops.
Well, so. I've got a new basketball hoop, you know. So
that's, really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Want to come over and play some horse?
Sure.
Or pig?
Do we have anything lower than that? Do we have like I want to go play some A.
Some it?
Yeah. A.
Shoot all day to try and, you know, you got to make one to force a letter at somebody.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we play A.
Oh, A. Okay.
A. Most light bulbs extinguished by the tongue in 1 minute.
Extinguished?
Most light bulbs extinguished by the tongue in 1 minute. 11. Okay. Wow. And again, we're going to ask ourselves why.
Why?
Most apples crushed with the bicep in 1 minute.
Oh, I could do that.
ten of them.
Ten of them.
In a minute.
Crushed.
Yeah, maybe the people from Oakwood could come over. You know what? That'd be a nice little thing if I could get 10 apples and we could do it on the air.
That'd be hard to do.
I know, but you just said there's no problem.
Yeah. No, I was kidding.
I think that maybe we should do that. I'm sure Judy and the gang would come bring apples over to...
The only way I could do that if it was like rotten ones that had been on the ground for, you know, a month or something. Then I might be able to make some, squish them.
Get you some of those Zestars.
Yeah.
Zestars.
Yeah, there you go.
So they don't call this a Zestar for nothing.
No.
Mm. I've never been called a Zestar.
No? Can't imagine why.
Most jelly eaten with chopsticks in 1 minute. Jelly.
That'd be hard to do.
716 grams.
Wow. So you could probably lick it off, you know, just...
Well, you had two chopsticks, so I'll bet you there's...
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you, there's some stuff out there,
wow,
Phil, that...
Yeah, there's some people, a lot of time in their hands.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
And I wish I had that kind of time.
We just don't have the time.
What are you doing tonight, young man?
I don't know.
Any ball games or anything?
No, nothing, no. Probably just get my beauty rest.
You better... What time are you going home then, noon?
No. Should go home before that.
Well, buddy, I hope you have a great day.
Sounds good,
I
man.
Really, really do. And to all the folks out there, be kind, stay safe.
There you go. That's old Hank Bray coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today. Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidwoman Hills, as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassionate senior care at Schmidwoman Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidwomanhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Your history lesson today, 1929, American paper currency was reduced in size as the government began issuing bills that were approximately 25% smaller. They have an old dollar bill from prior to that where it barely fits in your wallet, right? 1962, the first active communication satellite, Telstar 1, was launched by NASA. And some notes on today as well. President George H.W. Bush lifted U.S. economic sanctions against South Africa this day in 1991. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up, courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy 16th, Mason Bell from Grandma Bell. Also to Addison Cabral from St. Mary's School. Patricia Hassel from your loving husband, Dennis, and your children, Jeremiah, Joseph, Joshua, Anna, Abigail, Jerusha, and John. All 12 grandchildren and great grandchildren. Thank you for being such a blessing in our lives. Happy 70th birthday to our wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. God bless you. Happy wishes to Alexia Garcia from St. Mary's School, to Ricky Grunberg from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And thanks for all you do, Ricky. Happy birthday to Mary Lynn's from the Durst families this morning, and to Alan Umbehound. Happy 90th birthday. That's today from David, Kathy, Lucas, Nicole, Cooper, Mason, Michael, Megan, Harper, Nora, Everett, and Heidi. And join us for the morning show tomorrow when Alan does a little reminiscing about the history of farming in Richland County. It'll be a good time. Happy birthday wishes from Bob and Heidi today to Hannah Robertson. Have a great day today from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Kevin Steinmetz. Also from the RC Lions, we salute Braden Lee Baronic, Charles Adams, and Barbie Adams. Also today to Sue Pilla and Shelby Funk from Little Willow Birthday Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Carrie Egner, to Steve Nelson and Tracy Goplin, Joelle Fuller, and Alicia Krieger. Happy birthday to Jamie Stanichka, John Wilkinson, and happy anniversary Matthew and Amy McKenna, to Jordan and Jillian Scott, and Cody and Aaron Sorge. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Rufus Hawkey. Also today to James Moorhart, and happy anniversary Jamie and Sherry Johnson. And happy anniversary, Rich and Lisa Wanless from Mom and Dad.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coming up, Joanne has the news for us on WRCO Radio. We'll check in with her. This is Johnny Cash.
Six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
Johnny Cash on WRCO. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day on a Thursday.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is partly sunny and 68 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly to mostly cloudy and seasonal today, a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by midday, a high of 83. Tonight, humid with scattered showers and storms. Locally, very heavy rainfall is possible with a low of 67. In Richland Center, it's 67 degrees after a low this morning of 62.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year.
At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A suburban Milwaukee businessman, former Navy SEAL, and political newcomer entered Wisconsin's race for governor yesterday, likening himself to President Donald Trump and promising a Wisconsin First agenda. Bill Berrien, age 56, becomes the second Republican to announce for the 2026 contest. Berrien served 9 years as a Navy SEAL and has been owner and CEO of Pindell Global Precision and Liberty Precision, manufacturers of precision machined components in New Berlin, for the past 13 years. He is married and has 2 children. Berrien formed a political action committee earlier this year that has raised $1.2 million since April. Berrien joins Washington County Executive Josh Schumann as the only announced candidates for the race. Numerous other Republicans are considering a run for governor next year, including U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who represents northern Wisconsin, State Senate President Mary Felsowski, and 2-time losing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, a Madison businessman. This is Berrien's first race for office, and it's the first statewide campaign for both he and Schumann. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, age 73, has not yet said whether he will seek a third term, but indicated this week he will announce his decision this month. An estimated 25,000 Big Top Parade spectators poured $2.25 million into the Baraboo area's economy last month. The parade packed downtown Baraboo streets with spectators and filled local hotels through that weekend. Using visitor spending formulas used by Sauk County and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce estimates the parade and related events had an economic impact of $2.25 million, an estimated $141,500 in sales tax and hotel room tax was generated in the Baraboo area over parade weekend. The Chamber works with Circus World and the Volunteer Big Top Parade Committee to present the annual parade as a tribute to the community circus heritage. This year's parade weekend included a concert by Professor Stitch's original circus band at Concerts on the Square, as well as screenings of Charlie Chaplin's The Circus and Big Fish at the Al Ringling Theater. The latter film featured a circus formerly run by Parade Grand Marshal Scott O'Donnell. Events are vital to Wisconsin's tourism economy, which generated a record $25.8 billion in 2024, according to the Department of Tourism. Sauk County brought in nearly $2 billion in visitor spending last year, creating 11,900 jobs and generating $150 million in state and local tax revenue. Sauk ranked third among Wisconsin counties, trailing only Milwaukee and Dane. A man died Saturday night in a firework accident. At approximately 9:55, deputies of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to an address on Minnie Creek Road in the town of Laval for the report of a person injured by a firework. Upon arrival, deputies located Jeremiah McQuiston, 46, of Laval. McQuiston had sustained injuries to the upper part of his body, as well as a significant injury to his right wrist. Bystanders had already begun life-saving measures and were assisted by the responding deputies. Laval Fire, Laval First Responders, and Reedsburg EMS arrived shortly after and continued life-saving measures, which were unsuccessful, and Jeremiah McQuiston was pronounced dead at the scene. A man has died following an altercation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office, Bagley First Responders, and West Grant EMS were dispatched to the area behind Shipwreck Bar in the River of Lake section of the village of Bagley for an individual in need of medical attention the morning of June 29th around 12:45. The person had been involved in an altercation outside of the bar. When deputies arrived, they began gathering information and speaking to people involved. Jeffrey Cornell, 65, of Fenimore, was transported to Crossing Rivers Health Center in Prairie du Chien and later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. On Monday, June 30th, after being released from the hospital, Cornell. Cornell was found deceased at his home in Fenimore. Jeffrey Cornell was taken to UW Health University Hospital in Madison for an autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Grant County Coroner's Office and UW Hospital to determine the cause and manner of his death. This process could take several weeks to complete. As a result of the initial investigation, Jason Britton, 34, of Kelowna, Illinois, was taken into custody and booked into the Grant County Jail for one count of disorderly conduct. Britton was able to post bond and was later released. This incident remains under investigation, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office is still requesting that anyone with information pertaining to this incident contact them at 608-723-2157.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Thursday, July 10th. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as the result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Nelson Peer, 94, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in Boscobel. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at Back Roads Methodist Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be rendered by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393 of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Nelson Peer, 94, of Boscobel. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Rowe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasatag Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of service at 1. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died last Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6, at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, and